Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
At an altar I knelt, I found
peace.
So and all that he asks is a child like trust and a heart
pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning
to read.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you as we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. His topic for today, Can God Repurpose You? We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we bring Brother Tansel on the air, we have, one single prayer request. Caller 1444, please state your request. Caller 1444, please state your request. Okay. They may have inadvertently pressed the number one on their phones. I now give you Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you so much for getting our call ready and getting our calls kicked off every morning. You just do it so masterfully. I'm sure you do it in your sleep at night. You play these, roll through these numbers and the buttons and just get us kicked off in an awesome way every morning and get us warmed up for our message. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I have written. It's Can God Repurpose You? I'm Brother Bryant Tansel, where I lead the ministry at Central Church of Christ of Smyrna, Georgia. And before we get into our topic, looking forward through this weekend, on Sunday, we have our 25th church anniversary on December the 10th. The topic will be Still and Know, and our guest minister is Brother George White. I am looking forward to this church anniversary where I'll be given the welcome at the beginning of the service. I'm excited about speaking to 150 people who will be sitting there in the audience where our numbers are usually much lower than that on Sunday. But I want you to think about being repurposed by God. If you were to give a welcome, and I don't mean just a standard opening church welcome to our service, but if you were to give a really warm welcome to 150 people, what would you say? How would you greet the audience? So we're talking about being repurposed by God. And when we step into our roles and our positions, whether it's in our families, in the ministries, at work, or at church, we need to take them very seriously. And we need to accomplish the mission that God has set for us, not a 3 to 5 minute just thought about, oh, okay, I'll get up and just say what I normally say. What would you say? We're talking about being repurposed by God. You know, recently over Thanksgiving, I visited the Old Fulton Road Church of Christ, and I had taken a picture. I was looking back through some of the pictures last night. I wanted to read this for you really quickly. I'm starting to take pictures of churches that I visit, and it was the Old Fulton Road Church of Christ in Martin, Tennessee, where I was able to worship with my family and the lovely Christians there. It said, a healing ministry for a hurting society. Their purpose statement says, our purpose is to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, develop members to spiritual maturity, demonstrate the spirit of Christ's love and compassion, and display the glory and majesty of God. How beautiful. Our opening statement is, can God repurpose you? Can he repurpose you for good works? When the Bible tells us to examine ourselves and examine yourself, this didn't mean that it was a one-time occurrence. We should be examining ourselves daily, moment by moment, interaction by interaction. And when I visited that church, I was very inspired. A cousin of mine, Leo McKinley, ministered on that Sunday. I invited him to our call this morning. He's an outstanding young man. I've seen him grow so much. I'm very encouraged by him and to see him grow in the work of the Lord. And he continues to be a rising star in the ministry there in West Tennessee and has a very bright future ahead of him. He's an educator there in the Paducah, Kentucky area. I'm just so proud of him. And we need to recognize people doing good works out there. And I just wanted to take a moment to do that. So when we think about repurposing during this season, we're thinking about a lot of us are thinking about gifts at this time. People give us things. So instead of thinking about being repurposed from a gift perspective, I'd like us to think about God's perspective. We think of gifts during this time of year, things we receive from other people. Let's begin with a positive affirmation. In Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. So repurpose gift number one, a gift given to you, and you are confident that you won't use it, or man has convinced you to not use it. Proverbs 20 and 5 says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Are there some gifts inside of you that you haven't drawn out yet? Repurpose gift number two, a gift given to you that you don't plan to use, and it's collecting dust. Remember the parable of the talents and what happened to the man that buried his gift? He lost it all. Every man that did something beneficial with his gift was blessed with more. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Repurpose gift number three, a gift given to you that you already have. The only question is, are you trying to refine these two gifts? Can you take the two gifts to the next level? If you're staying where you are, you may be falling behind. Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Repurpose gift number four, a gift or talent that you have that you're not sharing with others. Man is good at hiding things, and one of the most important things man hides is knowledge. Knowledge should be passed on by leadership, teaching, good parenting, coaching, and looking for opportunities to pour into someone else, or just be supportive of someone else. The Bible says, especially those of the household of faith. It doesn't mean that we neglect man. We need to be fishers of men. So we need to use our talents and our gifts for good and share those with others, even if it doesn't mean we'll receive anything back. Repurpose gift number five, a gift that someone gave you. You could really use it, but you deem that someone else can use it more than you. Oftentimes, this might be a book, one that can inspire someone that you see that's trying to make something of themselves. Our kids are in a battle for their minds as they go back and forth between technology, TV, music, sometimes doing absolutely nothing. There are some that are rising, but we need a groundswell of investment from every Christian that can give a moment to help our children. For us middle-aged folks, there's a dual or triple role. You have the goals you have set for your life, and sometimes you're taking care of aging grandparents, parents, siblings, children, or someone that's not part of your family. For the elderly, you may be navigating retirement, trying to stay healthy, and perseverance through health challenges, and trying not to be taken advantage of from all sorts of businesses, preying on you financially and otherwise. But mentally, we have to keep growing and not use our most precious asset. And that's what your parents and grandparents work so hard to gain, and that's the home. So home is where the heart is, and we have some planning to do. We have some repurposing to do as a people. If you think about the Bible, God used quite a few people despite their imperfections, despite their purpose. God turned them around. You know, look at Abraham. Later he'd be known as the father of the nation of Israel. His life was far from perfect. We highlight Abraham's faith that God would give him a child, but Abraham was not perfect in keeping the faith. And at one point, his wife Sarah doubted God and tried to fulfill the promise themselves by having a child through a woman, Hagar, in Genesis 16, 3 and 6. And despite this, God stayed faithful and gave Abraham and Sarah Isaac, who would then later on, after many generations, result in the nation of Israel. Look at Samson. Of all the men that God would use in the Old Testament, there's probably no more hard-headed and arrogant than Samson. But even that, God gave him supernatural strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. The judge would later on fall because of his sinfulness and lust towards Delilah in Judges 16, 20 to 22. But only God would bring his purposes to pass through Samson. Can God bring his purposes to pass through you? Can he repurpose you to benefit Christians, to benefit our society, where we work, to benefit our families, to benefit ourselves? If we're focused on things that are higher, that's God, the Word, and the Spirit. We learned that in 1 John, the end of chapter 3. Instead of the fleshly things, if we focus on eternity, can we be repurposed? I would say yes. And if you've gotten off track, let God repurpose you today. Let him reform you and put you into another shape where you can still be used for his benefit, the benefit of the kingdom. Don't let yourself be repurposed by man in the flesh. Be repurposed by God in the Spirit. I'm reminded of a song we sing in church. I will hasten to him. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. And with that, I'll close this out with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for repurposing up us, reconditioning us, rebuilding us, restoring us, bringing us to a higher calling, bringing us outside of ourselves and focusing on heaven and things that are above this world, Lord. Today, I'm continuing the Hoover Nunley family in prayer. One of the linchpins of the Old Fulton Road Church of Christ in Martin, Tennessee, and all the Nunley family, continuing them in prayer after laying Brother Hoover to rest last Saturday. Learned of a friend here in Atlanta, Jill Carpenter, who worked in a medical office that I visited, lost her life this week. We're praying for her family. Another close friend of mine lost his brother, Donald Redwood, originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, but was living in Kansas City, Missouri. We're praying for that family as well. We're praying for all the ministers that put together our messages for our call each week and their families. Continuing our truckers in prayer, our travelers, our Central Church of Christ of Smyrna, who's having an anniversary where we're going to be repurposed this Sunday. We pray for all of our sister churches and ministers and their families, and we pray for you on this call. Thank you for staying connected and staying plugged in. God is still working on you, and he will repurpose you if you let him. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.